ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Rule the Rich podcast.
Today we're outside trying something new for you guys.
Yeah, we're out on the back deck. It's kind of strange because we now have no control over the background noises, so you're kind of susceptible to both crickets and hopefully they're smart drivers, but let's be honest, are there any smart drivers out there, Connor?
Not anymore, man.
No. So
they'll give a license to anybody.
Yeah. So
we'll see what this guy thinks. Oh, he's not even looking at us.
He might, though. Do we know that guy? Oh, that's the... Yeah. It's the Tesla driver. Anyways, good morning, everybody. Or whenever you're listening. I don't know if it'll be the morning, but thanks for chiming in. You've got Connor and Ethan here again, of course. And
two of your, I hope, favorite podcast producers.
I can already hear there's like a dump truck or something around the corner.
Just slamming around.
Yeah, so leave in the comments, everyone, what you think.
This is a good or a bad idea.
People are giving us crazy looks right by. They're like, what the heck? Like, this is way too much technology for Norwich, I think.
Yeah, people are definitely not used to it.
Like a podcast, what is that? I'm just taking a video right now to show, like, what.
And dude, some people don't even know what a podcast is, let alone what any of this is. Like,
yeah, no, it's gonna be
every time someone drives by, it's either like a looks to their side, like, what the hell are these guys up to now?
People at Shoppers are yelling across the parking lot. This is so entertaining. I love people watching. What do you think about people watching?
Dude, sometimes like even at my place, it's getting busy now because I just keep building these houses and condos, and so all these people from Toronto and Hamilton that I have no idea who they are just keep walking up and down the sidewalk. So I'll just sit there and I'll sometimes just watch out the window like, huh, I don't know you, but what are you doing?
I love like when people bring...
Or if you're sitting in a parking lot or something.
I love when people bring me to like parties or a big one actually. Like if it's a party where like we're drinking, like I can match the energy, right? Like I don't really have a problem with parties. But if it's like a barbecue or something in someone's backyard and we're going for like the afternoon, and especially if like people like aren't drinking as much and someone pulls me in one where I don't know people.
Yeah.
I kind of have this default mode where I just start people watching, you know, like I'll just stand in a corner. I'll find a nice cozy corner and that'll be where I go.
Call it the Ethan corner.
Excuse me. I'm just getting over a cold here. So I've got a bit of a raspy voice. But yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, so I was just looking. but yeah, I was talking to Peter about how, and he's like, yeah, I do the same thing. Like, although he's more of like most parties, but you just find yourself in a nice quiet corner and you watch everybody else act like
hooligans,
and, you know, do their thing, especially if they're drinking.
Yeah,
and,
get themselves in trouble and you just watch everything unravel.
And you're like, I remember those days.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me. So I met this really nice gentleman yesterday, actually, just here at the Village restaurant in town, which is a stone's throw away. Like, I can see the back door right now. He's a local guy from a couple towns over. He's actually a voice actor.
Oh yeah.
Super cool dude. Had quite a bit to say. He's got some really cool ideas. Thinking of having him as a guest. I thought I'd, you know, get your opinion and see what everybody else says. He's got, like I said, he said to me, he's like, oh, I just have these crazy ideas that I get sometimes. I'm like, oh, you have no idea.
Don't you worry.
Yeah. So, I'll reach out to him. Well, you know, maybe we'll meet up with him, kind of talk about some stuff, and then maybe we'll have him on the podcast. So ladies and gentlemen, we might be getting our first guest.
Yes, sir. And, I also had someone reach out to me, another small business owner, and he had no idea that we did a podcast, and he thought it was the shit, so he goes, hey, what do I do to get on there to be a guest? So I guess we got a couple of possibilities here. So
we love that. We love sharing, and we love when people want to share what they have with us and our followers.
Exactly.
I think that's a shit truck. Is it? Or is it, oh, no, it's,
I think
it's for
a street cleaner.
I thought it had the hose on the back for, like, the sewer stuff. Yeah.
Either I think they're vacuuming a hydrovac truck or something.
Yeah, something like that. Well, it's going to park right there. All right, so now we have some background
now we have music. More background noise.
There you go, everybody. I don't know. It's a new thing.
Whatever.
It's nice out here.
Hey, we're bored of sitting in the shop, so.
You know what would be cool is if we actually had some people join us for a live episode out here.
Yeah, that would be
so
cool.
We just had, like, some lawn chairs set up. You know, people could BYOC and just come and watch us. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that
Sorry,
was
we just
about,
got waved at by a guy driving a truck.
It looked what was this about?
I don't know, but I love the energy.
Yeah, man. Keep it up.
Yeah, he's into it. That's awesome. Okay, yeah. So let's talk business. Let me just move my chair here.
Oh, yeah, they're going to stay right there, and they're going to work, too, so that's perfect.
Well, hey, at least they're getting... There's the economy working right there.
No, work at least they're doing some productive.
Contributing to the community.
Yep.
It's not the worst thing. So how's business this week been?
So far, nothing. I had a couple people reach out to me, but, you know, there's no answer, so...
Yeah, it happens. I get it. That's the thing with starting a business, right? Like, the flows, like, it just goes up and down and up and down.
It fluctuates all the time and it never stops.
Absolutely, it does. But, you know, it is what it is. You kind of just got to hope for the best.
Hope for the best.
Hope for the best, but also, for those of you that are like, oh, well, if I just hope for the best, it'll happen. What I mean is, like, hope for the best by doing your best. Like get up there, get out there and act on stuff.
As long as you're doing all you can, that's all that matters.
I just joined the Optimist Club.
Yeah, right on.
Last night was my first meeting with them. I kind of went out. I had someone sponsor me to come out. So I... wow, that is so annoying.
I know, right?
I'm sorry. It's just my ADHD is just like, wow. That is
just
right
ringing.
There. I know. It's right in the headphones. Okay, whatever.
But you said the meeting was, it went good, right?
It did. We talked about lots of cool things, like different events that they might want to do in the future and, stuff that they've been donating to in the past and how they want to help like the local schools and stuff. I found it really, really good. I didn't want to say anything cause I'm like, it's a new club for me. Right. And when I join like new groups and new clubs, I often think that. Or I feel like I'm new, I have nothing, I shouldn't be saying anything because I need to figure out how they, you know, do they need to vote on stuff? Like, what's the structure of their meetings and stuff?
Right.
And then sure enough, at the end, they're like, well, we're looking for ideas for some different events. And then everyone's like, Ethan, what do you think? And
I'm
like,
everyone turns.
I did not put a pitch together for this.
But
so.
Dude, that's awesome. That's what you're looking for.
It was good. Yeah, my mom, I was talking to mom the other night, and she's like, at least your reputation is preceding you in a good way.
Yeah.
I was like,
it
yeah, that's
true.
Could be a
lot worse, man.
Could be like, so, where's all the hoodlums at? And then everyone just looks at me like, Ethan, where's all the mischief, you know?
Can you imagine?
So, yeah, right? It was really cool. They're like, if you feel like you want to join, just sign this paper. And I signed it immediately because I thought it was more like, you need to sign this. So I signed it.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, yeah, he signed it. I think he wants to join. I'm like, oh, I didn't know I had an option. So I guess I'm, I'm joining. So.
Well, that's good though. That's awesome, man. Right on.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
Something else to do. Like hashtag what's Cornish up to.
Well, yeah.
It's always something to do, man.
Oh, always something to do. But yeah, what's Cornish up to now? More mischief. More bad choices.
I wouldn't say bad choices.
No,
most of them are pretty good.
That I think that joining the Optimist, they're looking for more young people. So if you're out there and you know you're looking for ways to give back to the community, the Optimist is a especially well, I should say here in Norwich. Like we have the Optimist Club, so that's a great thing to join. But Lake Tillsonburg has the Kinsmen, which I'm also a part of, which Kinsmen is pretty awesome. That one's strictly a men's club. So, you know, just a bunch of guys getting together, drinking beer and coming up with ideas to make the community a better place.
Eating
and then there's
pizza,
the
getting all fat and happy.
Yeah, well, actually, Marcel, who owns Chrissy's Catering in the Carriage Hall.
Oh, yeah.
He's a Kinsman, too. So we have all our meetings there. And... he usually gives us a bit of a deal, but we just give a little bit of money for the meetings.
Yeah.
We get a full-on catered, delicious meal every other Monday, and they're amazing meals.
Yeah, I couldn't complain about that, man.
Excuse me.
It's a pretty sweet deal.
Oh, they're fantastic. Like, one night we had smoked trout,
Oh, I love smoked trout.
So it was in like a, obviously you understand like what a sushi roll looked like, a sushi thing. So it was wrapped in a circle, and then he had like, then he had
that fucking thing's pissing me off.
Oh, then he had a crab, stuffed inside of the smoked trout. It was so good. And, like some nights we'll have, like, poutine, like, make your own poutine, like, a poutine bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, fresh mashed potatoes. Oh, my goodness, it's so good. Like, roast beef, or we'll have fish, or we'll have, like, fresh, like, vegetables, like whatever.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's always good. And then we have great conversations. We actually have one of the strongest, Tillsonburg has one of the strongest kinsmen clubs in Canada, if I remember correctly, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Right on.
And then, of course, Jen is on the Kinet or the Kin Club. Delhi has an amalgamated club there, so yeah. Yeah, that's recent for me. It's been a pretty quiet week, I would say.
It's been pretty slow for me too.
Yeah.
Last week was busy, but like you said, it dies off. It goes up, it dies off.
Okay, well, there is... Okay, so I have started helping out at Capital 33 in Delhi.
Yeah.
Jordan reached out to me. The owner reached out to me and said, like, hey, I see you graduated OEART. And I was like, I did graduate OEART. And he's like, perfect. Do you know anybody that graduated with you that would want to kind of do some weekend work for an in-house sound tech?
Me!
And I was like, yeah, I do know some people.
Not me personally, but I've talking for like you know?
So I was like, well, I do have some friends that would love to do it, but I said I would also love to do it if you know, whatever. And he's like, well, I thought you're a wedding DJ. And I'm like, well, I am, but I don't want to do that forever. And, you know, like I've done it for almost 7 years now. You know, like I've been doing it for a fair bit. Like I've been doing it since I was 12.
Yeah, that's quite a while, man.
Yeah. So
once you do it for enough time, you're like, all right, let's switch it up, like do the same thing but easier.
Yeah, and I've also considered like maybe just becoming an agency, so allowing other DJs to say, hey, if you get work, I'll take it from you.
Yeah.
And you know, I'll just be like, okay, well, here's you're gonna get paid so much an hour, whatever, like here's your flat rate, I'm just taking off 25% as an agency.
Yeah.
And you know, because my email box is nothing shy of full all the time for DJ clients. Like people are always asking the DJ. It's just now I've got other things happening. I graduated. I'm looking to more get into, like, DJing doesn't really challenge your audio engineering skills, because it's like you set it up and then you hit play.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously,
like there's more to it, but
there is like, but the work is all reading a crowd, playing, and it's all about what you're playing. The whole audio engineer part really only happens at setup and teardown, you know, but it doesn't challenge you. You do the same thing every weekend. But now I've got some I'm going to be working with some live bands. So it helps me gain perspective of, like, you know, now I'm working with different people every weekend. So I have to change up, you know, and some people are harder to work with than others. So I'm like, I have to figure out how to. I guess it's pretty close to like a wedding client. Instead of talking to a bride and groom, you're talking to the band.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Like, this is how it's going to work. Like, I'm going to help you as much as I can. You tell me what you need, and I will do the best I can to cater to that and make it work for you.
Yeah.
While also being able to offer some now expertise from graduating in that field, right? So, just something to look forward to. It's, you know, nothing's ever permanent, but it's definitely, I think, where I'm going to be for a little while. Jordan's treating me pretty good at when I'm working there, you know, so.
No, it's good, man. I'm glad to hear.
Yeah, so, try that out for a little bit, and, meanwhile, keep doing the podcast. I've considered doing my own solo podcast as just a dump for all my ideas.
Yeah.
So I can just, like, be like, this is an idea, this is an idea, this is an idea, and then if people want to just hear me talk about ideas, they can just listen in, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's also a limit, like, you can only do so much in a week, right? If, like, every, like, Mondays are one podcast, Tuesdays are another podcast, Wednesdays are whatever. Oh, hey, speaking of that, let's segue for a minute. Connor and I, for those of you that don't know, and that's all of you, because it was a secret idea, Connor and I were talking about getting more into the community and shooting like live, like video of us doing stuff. So whether it's promoting local stores and stuff that are just opening, you know, someone's got a new sale on, hopefully we can kind of capture that because we like to support the hustle and the small business.
I forgot about that, actually. That's see, this is what I mean. We talk about so many things and, oh, this will be good. Horse and Buggy's coming up. I wonder what they're going to think about this setup.
They used to park right here, actually. There used to be
a tie down. Yeah. No, yeah, that's a great idea. I totally forgot about that, though. We could just go and take a video, like, look at what this store has, like, grand opening. Or we, like, jump into the picture. We're like, come shop here. Today's sale, 20% off or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like the Simcoe Reformer, but... What would you call it? I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure yet. I mean, I know that we're trying to start a new, like a local newspaper, and I think I talked about this on the last episode, didn't I? Yeah, so with all that and the radio station and stuff, we'll definitely need some influencers, because that's kind of a vessel, but you need a captain for that ship. So, getting some local journalists.
We have the ship, we just don't have the captain.
That's right. we're a couple of nobodies. But, I mean, like I said, like, I'd love for us to be able to just get out there, and even if we're not, like, we don't have to be the news anchors, but yeah, just capturing local business, right? Just
kind of letting you know what's going on. And
in the business industry, right? So... yeah, I don't know. You know, so someone's renovating. Let us come in and capture some video on that. Like, hey, this business is renovating. This is what they're doing.
Any bathroom repairs done? Like, this is how it looks.
Yeah, before and after shots. Yeah. The nice thing is now we're helping advertise and promote local businesses. And hopefully it doesn't have to... I don't know. I don't think we should charge them for it, but... I don't know. There's options for, like, subscription-based stuff, but I like the idea of people just being able to listen for free.
Exactly, yeah, I was going to say that.
I think if you, just keep sponsoring us, guys. That's the best way to do it. Advertise a little bit, you know, and that helps us out, and then in return, we can help you out, you know, if you want to...
If you want to keep listening, then...
Actually, a really good way to put this is if your business is doing really well, sponsor us, advertise a little bit. And hopefully your business will continue to do well. But if you do have a moment where it's not, and yeah, you want to do it, or you're doing a renovation, or you want to get some extra coverage, that's when we can spin around and say, hey, we can help you out. You know, we'll do a couple extra shots. You know, we will come to your business. We'll do some shots.
Yeah.
Promote you a little bit. And that one, you know, but that's, and then that's how we give back to you kind of in return, is kind of when you're, it's kind of like a share program, you know, like you give us a little bit now when we need it, and when you need it, we'll give you a little bit back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We are still looking for a sponsor, by the way.
Yes, we haven't had one since Hop's Tree Line Maintenance. So, speaking of which, that would be a third possibility for a guest, or he wants to come on, doesn't he?
Yeah, he is currently flying in. I just muted the wrong mic. I muted it to sniffle, and then I muted yours.
And he muted mine.
Oops. Sorry, guys. He's currently flying in... The last place I really know he was Alaska.
Yeah, that's sweet, man.
But I don't know if he's still... No, because there was a missing person I think he had to go out and help look for.
Oh, that's not sweet.
No. I don't want to say too much because I don't know. It's not my story to tell, but yeah, he had to go out and help. And last thing I heard, he was in Manitoba, and then maybe he was coming down. But he's a busy guy.
Busy is an understatement.
He is out there, man. He is killing it doing flying, and his son Peter is too now. Peter's in Manitoba.
They're both doing such good for the world, though. Like putting out fire, saving people too, though.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, he's doing a really good job. Well, they both are. They're doing great jobs out there. So, keep it up, Mr. Tree Line Maintenance Man, Dan.
Yeah, that's awesome. There's your new slogan.
Yeah, like I said, it's been kind of a quiet week. This has definitely turned into more of like a talk show on a back deck. Like,
yeah, whatever.
I'm feeling the relaxed vibes.
Hey, you know what, man? We didn't have much to talk about this week for business. We're still talking the business chat, just different ways.
That's true. I'm trying to think if there's even any local coverage to do. I don't know. I haven't really heard of anything crazy happening lately.
Me neither. But guys, let's make this event in November huge, please. Like, we have the setup already, and it's going to be sweet. We just need numbers.
Yes. If you don't have a ticket, show us that you're coming and get a ticket. If an in-person ticket is what you would like, you know, if you don't want to put your credit card in online, like, I have a Square reader, or I can take cash and send it to your email. Just, you know, reach out, come and find me. The nice thing is I've seen some Facebook comments start popping up, and as well as some DMs, and the word is getting out there. So I think it really, really is, people just don't want to do stuff online. Because people are reaching out, people are saying like, hey, I'm the DD for this night, like we're going to have a car, because someone commented, you know, they literally screenshotted my event, which was in their inbox somewhere, because it said inbox. So I'm like, did it get emailed to them? Because I didn't email
it to
anybody.
As like a subscription or like a...
I don't know.
They have notification on?
I have no idea. I don't send emails out, so I don't know what that meant. But anyways, they sent the picture to... it was actually the Led by Zeppelin, so the band's Facebook page. They commented on one of their posts with a screenshot of my event and said, can't wait for this in Norwich. I've got my boots ready. I'm coming out. So sweet. I commented on her comment, and I said, hey, tell all your friends, we're so excited to have you come. And she responded, don't worry, I'm telling people. Like, we're coming. I'm the DD, and I'm bringing a whole carload full of people.
Oh, good. That's what we want. That's sweet, man.
Yeah, so people, like, they know about it. And even at the Optimist meeting last night, someone was like, we should do something in November. She's like, and someone's like, well,
but wait.
Something is happening in November. We've seen a lot of ads for it. And I'm like, she's like, I think it's the first. And I said, well, I don't know about the first, but I think something's happening the 22nd. And everyone's like looking at each other, right? And then finally someone looks at me and goes, Ethan, is it you? I'm like, yeah, it's me.
Yeah, you got me.
You got me. And then I'm like, yeah, it's a Led Zeppelin concert. And everyone's like you can hear gasps across in the room, right?
Yeah.
And someone's like, the person sitting beside me is like, are you serious? Like a Led Zeppelin concert? Like, and this is when? And I'm like, the 22nd. And they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, well, we didn't know about that. And I'm like, okay, so the question is, what am I doing wrong that people aren't getting the message for this concert, right? So
yeah. I don't think you're doing anything wrong.
I think I just have to change something of how I'm getting it out there, because
I really liked your last one that I seen, where you cross-posted it on your stories and stuff. It went from a little bit of their music, and then it went to like more like a club, like a DJ music, and it's just people dancing on all your different like shows and weddings. And
see, I really like that one too, but you know what's crazy? That one got like no views.
What, really?
Yeah, the one that so statistically, based on the data, the ones that get the most views are anything where I'm talking.
The one
which
of
I'm
you
purposely,
walking downtown here,
yeah,
I liked that one too.
That one got a lot of views. The one that Ethan Barr and I did in London, that got a crazy, crazy. That actually got the most views, but I couldn't use that as an ad because you can't have licensed music. You can't advertise with it, like a meta ad. So I had to do a silent ad for this one. So right now there's just a graphic that's been going around. But yeah, I'm like, okay, so the meta ads are only working for certain people.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to change it up. I think I need to do more flyers. I need to do those real estate like type signs, those H-frame signs or whatever. I need to, I'll call Spectra and get some made.
Or get Derek. Those ones that, like, put them in, I know I would put one in my boulevard.
Like, yeah.
If one of those, or if you don't want to spend a fortune on it, get one of those spikes, like, the foldable signs, and you just put it on the metal and you put it in the ground. like, if you ever drive by people, like, say, oh, look, we did the drywall work here, for example, or the painting, and it's just one of those flat signs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Get oh, one not of one of those triangles?
No, no, no.
Oh,
no.
Okay, good, yeah.
No, no, not the A-frame stuff.
I was going to say, holy shit.
No, no, just, it's like a, yeah, it's like an H-frame, like, it's like two sticks and then one in the middle and that vinyl corrugated stuff, plastic glue on.
Yeah, no, that's sweet.
Get 150 of those and put them around Tillsonburg, Norwich, Woodstock. Ingersoll's kind of like kitty corner. Like, I got to do more stuff for Ingersoll. I've been posting in their community group, but I haven't really gone out there and put flyers up yet. Mm-hmm. So I got to get out there. My mom's working at the theater in Woodstock, like the live theater.
Oh, yeah.
She's their new production coordinator, and she's supposed to be taking signs to post over there. But she won't, she hasn't yet, so I gotta get on her about that.
But you know what, though? What about, there's a lot of traffic that goes in and out of the beer in the liquor store.
What if? But I don't think they'll post. They won't
you don't
hang
think
something
so?
Up. No, I've asked them in the past.
Hmm. Not even on the door or anything, eh?
I don't know. I could walk in there later before I go this afternoon, and I gotta go to Woodstock this afternoon. Oh, that's perfect. I can hang the flyers myself this afternoon. but like it's a good idea, and I'd love to do it because that's where, let's be honest, that's where everyone's that's where your audience is.
Yeah.
That they're going to the liquor store. Like that's the people you want. If they're drinking at home, they'll be drinking at your concert, right? So,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. The beer store is closing the 28th, so I think there's going to be a surge in sales. I was thinking about just going and selling tickets in the parking lot that day.
Yeah, why not?
Well, we got to get them sold, guys. We got to get these tickets out there in the world. So, oh, I got to do a giveaway, too. I was thinking about that last night. I should do a ticket giveaway. 4 tickets.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry, 3 tickets. Reason being, if you give 3 away, usually people are in groups of 2 or 4.
Yeah.
So they have to buy the 4th one.
Yeah, that's smart. Marketing.
Or I shouldn't say they have to. It encourages to buy more.
Yeah.
More tickets. I'm not trying, like I said, guys, we're not trying to rip people off, but we are looking to make some money. So I kind of got to do some of the old tricks in the book to try and
pull out a few pages. Yeah.
Recoup some of those costs. So, I was going to say something else and then I have forgotten. Oh, Just advertising, yeah, because they haven't. So maybe some signs, push the flyers a little bit more. I was thinking about reaching out to the Pattison Group and doing a billboard.
Hell yeah.
Like there's that one in Delhi there.
Yeah.
On the way out of town. I don't know what it costs, though.
Oh, dude. Probably a fortune.
But I bet it's based on the city center, though. Like, I'm sure Delhi is a lot cheaper than, like, the big digital ones out front of on the 401.
Oh, yeah.
In Toronto, like, by the airport there, there's some really fancy ones.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money, bro. Like, you're looking at big bucks there.
Yeah, the ones in Toronto, yeah, they are. I don't know, even, like you say, maybe even the one in Delhi is. So, I don't know about billboards, but, oh, no, that, okay, so here we go. This is what I wanted to talk about. So, we've talked about SightCan, and we've talked about, the fact that it does security and it does Wi-Fi for events. But Paul and I have been talking about how we've got all this technology there. Why not start doing some digital marketing by putting a TV attached to the SightCan?
You got everything there that you need, just not the TV. Really?
Yeah, exactly. So did you know that... Sorry, guys.
Shh, why don't
Diesel
ya?
Power is passing by.
Frickin' farmers.
Did you know that? Have you seen the ad, like the boards at Tim Hortons drive through?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you see the sign that says "Your proof that these signs work"? Also, "Your" is spelled wrong. It's
is it really?
Y-O-U-R is "Your," as in you own it. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. The apostrophe is for the A and R. Because you're skipping the A, so you are the proof that these signs work, not your proof means, like, the proof is yours.
Yeah.
So anyways, sorry, that's just my, I'm pretty sure it's wrong. I'm pretty sure, I can't remember now. Now I'm second guessing myself, but I'm pretty sure it's wrong. And it's just something that drives me nuts. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, that's just the way I am. So anyways, squiggles, yeah. Either way, they're $210 a month. Like that to me, that's a lot of money for Norwich. Like you want to advertise at Tim Hortons, it's going to cost you, like that's a crazy amount of money.
I was going to put up, like I asked one of the executives at the Wyndham Center Park if I could put up a billboard on the fence there by the entrance. I was running some prices with them, and I was just like, dude, like, the cost outweighed, like, the bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the bad is outweighing the good in that case for me. It's just too expensive for not enough traffic.
Well, when I first moved to Norwich, I don't know if it switched hands or what, but there used to be a sign on that fence, and there was only one fence. It was the north fence, and it said for as low as $1 a day. And I'm like, okay, so $365 a year, not that much when you consider it, right?
But then you got to do the initial cost of the sign.
Oh, that's true as well. Yeah, didn't think of that. So anyway, it's $1 a day, whatever. $365 a year. But now you pay that within a month and a half. That's crazy. Like, it's $210 a month.
Yeah.
So it's gone way up because they've added the east wall, the east fence. But I was saying, I sent a picture to Paul. I took a video of the fence, and then I zoomed right in on that pricing, and I said, hey, this is what they're getting away with charging for a sign that grabs your attention a little bit. But now imagine a sight can in that drive-through with digital displays that you can now, like, think of all the money they've put into.
Oops, I just hit the mic.
I didn't hear it. I think you're all right. But think of all the money you put into, like you said, creating the sign, but also the waste. Now you've got all this plastic waste, and you've had to build this whole fence. SightCan, you don't need the fence, because we can have infinite ads on the TV.
And plus, the signs don't move. Say you capture some sweet drone footage of your work. Say you're pouring concrete, or you're farming in a field, like you're driving a tractor. Say you're washing a car. Say you're vacuuming, I don't know, say you're DJing, say whatever. You're just getting drone footage of something really cool that you're doing in your business.
Yeah.
You can post that as a video promoting your business instead of it just being a picture.
Yeah.
So I think that's another beneficial factor too.
Well, okay, so there's a couple of things. Like this building was, there was a break-in attempt about a couple months ago here. First break-in attempt, I think, forever.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I don't think it's ever happened, and my grandfather was quite upset. So he wanted cameras. And I was like, well, SightCan is, like, we're looking for a place to demo it, like, to just have it set up, people can walk by and look at it. So it's like, well, we could use this place as a demo. I've got the internet going here, so we could totally do that. But then I was like, this corner right here is a perfect place for advertising.
I was going to say, sit it right in the grass.
That's what I'm saying. So I talked to Paul about it. Paul's on the fence. Because he doesn't live in Norwich, so he's not here very often, so he doesn't know how popular this corner is.
But dude, think this about how many cars, like, there's like probably two cars a minute that have been going by here.
So I'm thinking SightCan here to surveil, and then we can also surveil the parking lot. So if the township wants to be on it, like we can share the footage.
It'll also get the backdoor entrances for these businesses as well.
Yeah, the businesses we could help protect.
As well as the cars for any.
Yeah. But also have a couple screens on it,
yep.
A couple TVs, advertise, you know, people can buy in, they can advertise. This is a perfect corner. This is one of the busiest places in Norwich's parking lot. This is where everybody goes at nostalgia days. This is where everybody, when they want to go downtown shopping, you park here.
Yeah, because I'm not parking on the road, I can tell you that right now.
Right? So, the restaurant's right there. Oh, I see my old bosses must be at the restaurant. But, no, this is where people go. Oh my goodness, I can't remember. What was the coffee bar? Norma's coffee bar. Unfortunately, that's been closed now due to that was a shitty
terrible
thing.
Yeah.
But the Village Restaurant is there, PharmaSave is there, Shoppers is there, Circle K is here. There's also the back doors to the Hen House Market is on that strip. And then a few other places.
You can also get to the let me think. Well, the Dutch store is just right across the road here, too.
The bakery, yeah. And there is a walkway over there that goes to the main street. So you can park and then make your way between.
And then, like, even you could park over here for the funeral home, too, because I know that gets pretty busy over there.
Yeah, the funeral home. No, it is the busiest parking lot in Norwich. And we own property on the parking lot. Not even just the parking lot, but this corner. This is the main corner where people come, because you can catch, if they're coming up from Shoppers, they would see the sign. If they're coming around from Washington Street, they'd still see the sign. If they're in the parking lot, they see the sign. That is the perfect spot.
There's so many different angles for people to see it.
That's what I'm saying. So I got to talk to, it's not my property, obviously, so I need to talk to my grandfather about it, but I'm just saying,
It would pay for itself. There'd be a little bit less grass to cut
then. Yes, 48 inches less to be exact. But it's the perfect spot, and it's great for some passive income.
Hey, man, I thought size mattered. Come on.
Well, it does. It doesn't. It doesn't. Depends. if it's small, it doesn't matter. If it's big, okay, it matters. It's awesome. There's so much potential there for, some passive income. You know, it would pay for itself kind of thing. And so I don't know.
How many of them you got now? Just the one?
So we've got the big one, which we've started to actually name them. Like, we've created a name for the different sizes so that we know. But the big one is called the MXU, and that stands for Main Exchange Unit.
Yeah.
And then the smaller ones, which are portable, you can, literally mount them on a pole. They're the RDUs, which is Remote Distribution Unit. But we've got one of each now.
Are you guys at the farm show today?
No, we wanted to have a booth there, but it was $2,700
for a booth. Holy man.
And I said to Paul, I'm like, I don't...
Maybe not this year.
Yeah, not this year, because we haven't made any money yet.
No,
so.
I see, for NORPAC and stuff like that in the lemonade stands, dude, absolutely. People are hungry, and it's good food and good drinks, like a nice refreshing drink. So I see that. Maybe not you guys this year because you guys just started it up, though. You know what I mean? But I think for sure, really get on him about putting it and dropping it in this corner here because...
Well, and it's just always on display, right?
So. And then if anybody needs, the number's right there, is it not? On it?
Yeah. Yeah, the number is on the door.
So if anyone needs, you can just call the number and, we need this for an event. Perfect. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
When do you need it, right?
Yeah, so we've been, I've been contemplating setting that up. But we can do that. The nice thing is we can do that at other events, right? So, we can make money off. Okay, so if the event host wants security, we can charge them to have the unit there for security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if the vendors are there and the vendors are going to buy in to the internet, then if enough buy in, then we can reduce the price to even it being free for the event host because we're making money now off of the vendors. Okay, well, turns out a bunch of businesses want to advertise at this event while people are walking around. Oh, perfect. They can just pay us directly and we will advertise on their behalf.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a win-win-win-win.
Yeah, really, it is.
There's lots of opportunity there, but I don't know. So something we're experimenting with. We'll see where things go.
I'm sweating like a pig in a sauna right now, man.
Well, you're sitting directly in the sun.
It was nice at first, but now it was 11 degrees this morning, and now it's supposed to get up to 25 today again, which nice. I don't know why I wore pants, but.
Well,
it is what it is.
I thought I was going to be regretting wearing the shorts, but then I put this long sleeve, super heavy flannel. Not flannel, I guess, but this is a hot shirt. It's a hot shirt on a cold day. I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, oh, it's something classy.
Yeah, we got her backwards today. It's fine.
It's okay. We'll be all right.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Just don't worry about it.
Just don't even worry about it, dude.
Just relax. Everybody calm down, okay?
Whatever, man.
Is that a Big John? Is that a Big John? Yeah.
Whatever, man.
you must have been studying him.
Oh man, he's so funny.
I don't.
Yeah,
he
whatever,
makes me
dude.
Cringe.
This doesn't even matter, man.
Like when he does the whole when he puts his neck
dude,
out.
I don't know how he bends his back like that. Like he's
gonna
have scoliosis.
I cringe so hard when he does it. For those of you that don't know who I'm talking about, this is I think he's on TikTok too, but he's just a social media guy who has become famous over doing these ridiculous
he looks
moves.
Like, what's his name from Monsters, Inc.? The little
purple guy.
Yeah, the purple guy. He looks like him.
Is it Simon? No, it's not Simon.
Scully? That's the big... Sully's the big guy, isn't it?
Yeah, what Sully. Mike and Sully. No, it's an R. It's like Ram...
Randall? No. Randall? There's a cow outside. No.
It's a cow farm. You're gonna have cows outside. No, but... It's like Rendell or...
Yeah, something like that. But that's what he looks like, though.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I don't know. To me, he just looks like an idiot.
Yeah.
But, hey, he's getting the views.
He sticks his chest out and he puts his arms up like a bird and then he bends his back, sticks his butt out, and he walks around. Going,
like a T-Rex or something? Yeah. Hey, he gets more views than me, so I can't really...
Whatever, dude.
I can't really talk.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I just... Oh, it's the little stuff, man.
The little things.
Big John.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too. Are you going to the farm show while you're in Woodstock?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We will be... Oh, my God. We're going on Thursday.
Yeah, me too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
Well, that's awesome. I guess we'll see you there. No, we
I'll probably go on at like 2 o'clock probably.
Yeah, we're going in the afternoon as well. Paul messaged me. He's like, I'm going to the farm show to network on the 11th on Thursday. And I'm like, okay, I guess we're both going because I'm going too. Like, because we talked about it before. We're like, we need to pick a day for us to go. And because we're not going to have a booth, but we should go and just walk it. And he's like, you need to see, because I've never been. He's like, you need to understand.
You've never been?
No. He's like, you don't understand how big it is.
Dude,
like,
it's huge.
Yeah.
Like, Kubota's got their own barn in the back corner. It's, like, insane.
Yeah.
And then John Deere, they put theirs in another barn in the other corner. And
yeah. Did you know that it's not even a local company?
No. The
company's in Alberta.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, I didn't know that. See, yeah. You know more about it than I do, and you've never been.
Well, only because Paul told me. He's like, yeah, I just checked it out, and it's a company from Alberta. I'm like, really? You can't even have a local company do it?
Yeah.
Now, I will say... I'm not that picky about it. At least it's Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. That is the good thing.
So with all the talk recently about, you know, my company and entertainment and stuff like that, I've been doing so much research on the Walt Disney Company, Canada's Wonderland. Did you know that Canada's Wonderland was, like, are you aware of how many people have owned that since it opened?
You've never been to the farm show. I've never been to Canada's Wonderland.
Well, there you go. We'll have to do a swapsies.
Yeah.
We never
even went this summer. We were supposed to go this summer, but...
Did you know that... Do you know what Hanna-Barbera is?
No.
Hanna-Barbera is the company that basically wrote or produced the Jetsons, the Flintstones, Scooby-Doo, Looney... No, I don't know about Looney Tunes, but Tom and Jerry. Like, all those old-fashioned cartoons.
Yeah, all the good ones.
So it was all Hanna-Barbera. So Hanna-Barbera... was actually essentially the first the company that they're the ones that Canada's Wonderland exists.
Really?
Yeah, so they, after Disney took off, they were like, well, we've got all these IPs intellectual property, which is all the characters. We could totally do this. So they're so they opened a couple in the States, like King's Island and stuff. And then they were like, well, what about the North? Like, what about Canada? So they bought land in Vaughan because they couldn't find anything in Toronto. So they moved just north of Toronto, and they got so much backlash on it. Like, the locals were like, no freaking way. This is, like, abomination. Like, you know, you're just bringing, like, carnies and, like, and I apologize if that's the wrong term I've used. Like, I'm just trying to put myself in the past, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, their mentality was, like, you're bringing, like, people that we don't want in our nice little cul-de-sac neighborhood type thing, right? So anyways, they spent $300 million. Oh wait, no, that's not right. $300,000. But still a lot of money. $300,000 on someone to go and study the area to to study about how it would impact and to basically prove or what's the word, disprove the the claims that people are saying.
Yeah.
After $300,000 was spent in months of research, the person came back and said, yeah, no, you're good to go.
Could you imagine?
They're like, yeah, the claims are not real. Like, they don't mean anything. You're good to go. And I was just like, oh my God. So you basically just paid someone $300,000 to give you a thumbs up.
Give me that job, man. Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so it was Hanna-Barbera, and then they got bought by a company called Taft, and then Taft was bought by Paramount, and then Paramount was bought by Cedar Fair. And then just last summer, Cedar Fair got bought out by Six Flags, which means the only two companies in North America right now that are basically doing anything theme park related are Disney, Universal, so I guess three, Universal, and Six Flags.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, wow.
See, I've been to Six Flags, like Darien Lake in the States. But
you can't even support your own country. Here's the thing, though. Canada's largest theme park is owned by an American company.
Yeah, which is bullshit.
Yeah. So I'm researching the crap out of things and figuring out how the hell we're going to do this in Canada, how we're going to make our own. And, you know, it can't really be in Toronto because we already have one, but I'm thinking, like, either Vancouver or there's so much land in Saskatchewan. Everyone's like, no, you can't do it there. It's too cold. But I'm like,
the Great Flats, man.
Well, and everyone said that Disney couldn't do it in Florida. They're like, no one's going to come to this swampland. And look at this. You know, they bring in, 4 million people every year.
I was going to say millions, man.
Yeah, millions of people every year. Like, it's crazy. So I'm like, I think we could do it. You just have to spin off. You have to make the most out of the snow and the cold weather. You know, offer. The idea was to do, like, campfires every so often so you could stop and, like, warm up on your way to a ride or something. Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. So that was just some cool research I was doing. I really like New Orleans. I've been doing some research on, like, New Orleans, like, the French Quarter and the raw iron and stuff, all that really nice old stuff. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. But I would like to see something happen. Did you know that Universal isn't actually the top company in that? They're actually still owned by another company.
Did you know
it's Comcast?
No.
Comcast, which I'm pretty sure is a telecommunications company, owns Universal. Or at least they own the parks.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, let me just check this out right now. So everyone, you get to be the witness of a Google right here on To Rule the Rich podcast. Who owns Universal? Yeah, Comcast. What is Comcast? Comcast is a global media and technology company providing telecommunications and entertainment services, including, here we go, Xfinity, internet, mobile, and cable for residential companies, and Comcast Business for commercial clients. They also own the NBC Universe. Wow. That's
pretty crazy.
Wait a minute, Xfinity. Isn't that Rogers? I thought Rogers' thing was Xfinity. Rogers, Xfinity. Or maybe it's... No. Rogers... Rogers Ignite is now Rogers Xfinity. So, I don't know. I don't need to do all this right now, but it just goes to show you that once again, people, there are really only four companies in the world that run the world.
Yep.
Like, everything really, you know and love is eventually owned by Coke, Pepsi Cola, apparently Comcast, or the Disney Corporation. I mean, obviously there's Apple and Samsung, but who knows, maybe they'll be bought out one day. But
I wouldn't surprise me.
Like, okay, so for those of you that don't know this, you know those Lay's chips you love? Well, Lay's owns a ton of shit. But Lay's is owned by Coke. Coke owns Lay's, but Lay's owns all the Frito-Lay it's not Lay's. It's Frito-Lay. That owns Lay's, and they own all the other, a bunch of other types of chips. I think the one that Pepsi owns is Ruffles.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, Pringles, I'm pretty sure is a Frito-Lay product, which means it's a Coke product.
Yeah.
Like, Coke, you think Coke is a cola, like a drink company? No. Coke is a holding company. Coke just owns a ton of liquid assets. They're not liquid assets. They would be they're not, what's the word I'm looking for? Solid assets?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, Coke is just a cash giant that owns a bunch of cash cows, and just the big fat man owns it. Like that's all it is. Like, there's a board of directors, they sit together, and a bunch of shareholders that make money off of literally the world. Yeah. So
there's always a bigger guy.
Yeah. Right. So I don't know, man. Like, I want to be so happy for the company, because like getting to that point is a huge milestone. Like, it's great. It really is. But at some point it's like, leave some for the rest of us, you know?
Yeah. Don't be greedy.
Yeah. And unfortunately, corporate greed is a killer.
It's a big problem too.
It is. In fact, upon my research last night, just trying to do research about the economics and how to get people to come to an amusement park, I actually stumbled upon something, the unexpected. I actually started realizing that the whole magical Disney thing, like, Connor, are you familiar with how brainwashed people get about Disney World?
Oh, yeah.
Like they truly think it is the most magical place in the world. And when you get there, it is magical. Like, it is.
To be honest, I have no interest.
So, here's the thing. For all the people that have been like, it's magical, it's this, it's that, people are actually starting to, and this is a big problem for Disney, it really is, but people, I found a bunch of YouTube videos last night, people are starting to say that the magic is disappearing because of the corporate greed. And I mean, like, a bunch of free stuff they used to give you, like wristbands for getting in the park. Disney's magic bands used to come, they used to mail it to you before you got there, like before you left,
mm-hmm.
as part of your package that you're paying for. Now you have to pay extra when you get there. Now you have to pay extra. They used to, apparently there was a shuttle that took you from the airport to Disney's resorts,
yeah.
that was free. Now you got to pay for it. The staff perks are being reduced.
What don't you have to pay for anymore? Everything's turning into like an EA Sports fucking simulation. Oh, you want
DLC content?
Yeah, right. Oh, you want your player to shoot and score on this goalie right now? You're halfway through the shot. $3.99 to get it in the net.
Yeah, no, it's brutal. But to me, the place that people go to escape all that, now people are. The pixie dust is wearing off. People are starting to realize that they're being scorched.
Do you hear that girl just singing over there?
I do now. Where is that?
Beside that black truck.
Ma'am, if you happen to be a listener or a future listener, just know that
you are being recorded.
Yeah.
At least you're having a good day, though.
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of in a public space. Like, we're doing our own thing. Like, there's not much I can do. Like, I'm sorry. But your singing is, maybe you'll become famous one day.
Sorry, someone that distracted me. What were you saying?
I was just saying that people have known that they're getting scorched by the Disney Corporation all along. People yeah. have known this for years. But they're happy about it because they feel, you know, they get a bunch of free shit. And they're like, oh my goodness.
Oh, I paid for all this, but look at all the free stuff
right?
I get
and
with
they're,
it.
And they're like, I just feel so warm and cozy. But now Disney's pulling away from all that free stuff and the warm, cozy feeling. So that means that's wearing off. That's their worst mistake. Because now people are going to be like, wait a minute. $5,000 to $6,000 for a vacation? No thanks.
Yeah.
Someone did a calculation. In 2017, it was $500 for a day for him and his girlfriend to go and spend one day at a Disney park.
I could today, do a lot better
hold
things.
Hold on. Today, in 2020, actually, I think he did the next study in 2022 or 2023, it had doubled. It is now $1,000. It was $1,000 for two people to spend one day at a Disney park.
Screw that.
That is astronomical.
Do you know what I could do with that in a day?
That's astronomical. So you take that. Now you take a family of four, and it's not one day. So it's basically costing you more than, like, almost $10,000 now. So it's $6,000 to $7,000 for a family vacation. Now you gotta book a flight.
Yeah, now you're fucking broke,
right? Like
if you weren't broke before, now you are.
So, yeah,
flights
I don't know.
Aren't cheap anymore either.
the corporate greed thing is a problem. Okay, and I also saw this, though. So the employees are working for dirt cheap. And I mean, like, you, like, people think the minimum wage here is bad. The minimum wage in the States is, like, I think it's, like, $10 an hour. So they're making dirt cheap. Now, people, the employees used to not care and still work for it because they loved how they were being treated and stuff. Well, now, because their perks are being reduced, they're not feeling that warmth anymore. So they're starting to complain a little bit more about their wages. But I was looking last night. The CEO last year made $42 million.
Oh.
So it was a base salary of $1 million a year. But he made the rest of it in stock, stock rewards and what was the other thing? So one of it was, what was it? What's the word you say for like, it's like a not categorized category. What's the word?
I don't know, brother. I can't help you out here.
Miscellaneous.
Oh, okay.
Miscellaneous income. He made $2 million in, quote, miscellaneous income. What the fuck is miscellaneous income? Why can't it be, like, publicly disclosed? I don't have anything. Like, I don't know this guy. I have nothing to say bad about him. I don't know Bob Iger. I'm sure he's a great guy. But to me, if it, like, I would be happy with $1 million a year salary for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I understand that there's a whole science that we can get into on another episode about how when you make more money, like, have you heard that saying, Connor, more money, more problems?
Yeah.
Well, that comes from you make more money, so you're like, well, I can spend more money. You know, I can sign up for these subscriptions. So if you, but then now you have to make that money because you've signed up for that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, okay.
It's like a car payment. Or truck payment.
Right. So now you buy a fancy car. Well, you have to pay that fancy car. So now you have to have that money coming in, right?
Now you can't take a sick day. Now you have to show up every
right.
day.
Right. So people end up getting themselves into that. But I'm just saying, like, $1 million a year salary is a really decent salary. So the whole other $40 million could totally go back into paying for better wages for those employees.
Yeah.
Like, I would be happy with $1 million a year. And even if it was like, okay, I made $10 million a year, you could still take the $30 million and put it back into other stuff. Like, I just, and that's a, I don't mean to put them, the current CEO down. You know, they're entitled to that money. You know, I'm sure, like, they've worked their way to it. It's just not how I would do it.
It's not like it used to be anymore either, because now everybody's just a number.
Well, that's what I mean, right?
Like now there's no employee appreciation. Like, you used to get reward, like some places I know still do, but you used to get rewarded for, you know, working there for so long, or you used to get like half a year bonus just cause.
Well, like, I do believe Disney does give out, I think it's after, it's every 5 years, so after your 5th year, your 10th year, your whatever, your 15th year, you get like a pin and you get to go to these these parties, which is nice.
But dude, that many years for a pin?
Yeah. And keep in mind, that's $45 million or $42 million U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
So here, that's like, what, $70 to $80 million?
Yeah,
dollars.
Like $75 or something like that.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to judge because they're entitled to that money. I'm like, wow. And that's just the CEO. There's also a bunch of shareholders and like highly paid people up there.
Yeah.
And I get it. They're like, you know, they've invested their way to that or whatever. But for a company that, you know, I would expect that from like, I don't want to put other companies down, but I would expect that from like some other like tech giants like Samsung or something like that.
Yeah.
But for a company that claims to be the most magical and warmth place, you know, I'm always a big advocate for treat your people how you would want them to treat, like how you want, if you want your business to be, you know, you have to treat your employees really well so that they show, like, that carries down the line. They will treat your customers really well. Take care of your people, they'll take care of you kind of thing.
No, exactly.
So if your employees, like, if they, you know, if they're dealing with grumpy customers all day and stuff, and the most magical company on the planet can only cough up that, like, the most minimum of wages, I'm like, oh, like, it just shows you that it is corporate greed. That's all it is. And eventually that's going to bite them in the ass. People will eventually see through that and just say, you know, like...
You think like, he's going to wave?
Yeah, he probably will wave. Yeah, they're both there. Had lunch. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to,
It's just going to keep getting worse, though.
Yeah.
Nothing anyone can do about it except for the people that don't give a shit, really.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, well, anyways, that marks an hour.
Does it?
It does. Damn.
Well, hopefully I got a good little tan on sitting here.
Well, there you go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for another episode. Let us know if you liked or did not like this
Let us know atmosphere. About the outside, and let us know about the if you guys liked the little switch in conversation. A little different topic today. Well, we are always all over the place, but...
It's true. It is true.
Yes, thank you guys again, and we really appreciate it.
All right, well... Till next time. It was definitely, I don't want to say a low energy episode, but like it was chill.
Yeah.
Like, not as, we weren't jumping all over the place. Could be the weather. Could be, you know, it's very relaxing out here. I also don't want to disturb the neighbors or whatever, but
the people,
I don't know. We could try this out again. I don't know. Anyways, thank you everybody.
Yes, we appreciate it.
We'll see you next week.
Cheers.
Cheers.